This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A member of his own cabinet says enough is enough. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is resigning now, tarnished by a series of scandals, and after 50 top lawmakers quit his government.
I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself.
London resident Zina Everett.
I'm so sick of him. I think the whole rotten lot need to go. And I think he's doing an enormous amount of damage to politics in this country.
The AP's Karen Shamas.
The last straw came from recent disclosures that Johnson knew about allegations of sexual misconduct of a party lawmaker, Chris Pincher, before he promoted the man to a senior position. Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak resigned within minutes of each other over the scandal. The mass resignations added pressure to the Prime Minister. Karen Shamas, London.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, will be sentenced today in federal court for violating George Floyd's civil rights. The AP's Donna Warder.
When Derek Chauvin pleaded guilty to a federal charge in December, he agreed to a sentence of 20 to 25 years. Prosecutors want the full 25, saying the former Minneapolis police officer's actions were cold-blooded and needless. Chauvin's defense argues that Chauvin accepts responsibility for what he did and should get 20 years. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson will make the final decision. Chauvin already was given a 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence from a state court for murdering Floyd. I'm Donna Warder.
China's accusing the U.S. of being the biggest threat to world peace and stability. This a day after the FBI warned business leaders that Beijing is determined to steal their technology for its own advantage. Gas is $4.75 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Pharmacists can now prescribe the leading COVID-19 pill directly to patients.
The new policy announced by the Food and Drug Administration Wednesday allows pharmacists to screen COVID patients and then prescribe Pfizer's antiviral medication Paxlovid without a script from a doctor. The pill, which must be used early to be effective, has been shown to curb the worst effects of the virus, and the new policy is intended to make its use more widespread. Virus cases and hospitalizations are on the rise again, and the Biden administration has expressed frustration that hundreds of Americans continue to die of COVID-19 every day despite the availability of vaccines and treatments. Jennifer King, Washington.
The American Kennel Club is recognizing a new dog breed. It's called the Bracco Italiano. This is an Italian bird hunting dog. The dog breed goes back more than two millennia in Europe, but it wasn't brought to the United States until the mid-1990s. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.